My name is Sister Christine. I am God's chosen vessel to bring the word today. The purpose of this message is to tell my story. I was in the ashes and God brought me out. I pray that at the end of this story, somebody hearing my message will find the courage to stand. In whatever situation you are going through, nothing lasts forever, because one day, out of the ashes, you too will rise. Amen.
Amen.
My topic is out of the ashes I rise. Key scripture is taken from Isaiah chapter 61 verses 3. Declares, He will give a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that it might be glorified. This is my real life story. I grew up in South Trinidad. I don't remember much about my childhood. I grew up with a stepmother. My life was not great. I at the age of 10 or 12, I was already cooking and cleaning baking at home. I remember holiday time, I didn't have the opportunity like other kids to go on vacation or visit family members. I didn't have the luxury of wearing new clothes, only hand me down. My stepmother didn't like me for some reason at all, for no reason at all. I remember her saying, "That red one." She would beat me whenever things go wrong. I would get the blame. I remember she had this Bible where she would have the keys in the center of the Bible and tie it with a string. Anybody remember that? And hold it between her fingers.
Yes.
Every
time she mentioned my name, the Bible would stop. Brothers and sisters, you know what come next. A good cocktail. The next day, my body would be blue black. After I got licked, my brothers, I have siblings, two brothers and one sister. After that, I got my cocktail, my brother, after the next day, he would come and say, you know, as I did that, say, my God. Yeah, so she was a Baptist. We didn't have much. I can't remember we having toys and all that. We just had to stay at home, cook and wash and clean. And finally, a breakthrough came. I got the opportunity to go to youth camp, Chaitangon. I get out from her, under her, and I was able to go to youth camp. I spent 2 years there, which I did a grinding course. And after I was exempted from the first stage on this, so I was able to complete a diploma in binding. And I started working. I got a job. Whilst in youth camp, I did job training. I got the opportunity to work, and after my job training, the employers, he kept me because they were very pleased with my job. And I started working and everything was good. And then finally I met this young man and we started living together. We had two children. And after a while, he migrated to the States. And he stopped sending money. The phone call became few and in between. I had to bring up my children as a single mom. I had no mother, no father, no grandparents, no uncle, no aunt. Life was difficult. People were talking about me. I was ashamed. I had many sleepless nights. Emotionally, I was in a dark place. I was broken. God was right there. I should have been dead, but God kept me. I was reduced to skin and bone. And just like Job, his friends were laughing at him. I too was in the ashes. I was laughed at. The judgment of people were real, but I survived the humiliation. My faith has been tested many times. The devil tried. He did really try, brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, he did. But he couldn't take from me. God kept me close. Brothers and sisters, when God's hand is upon your life, the weapons will form, but they wouldn't prosper.
Amen.
I survived years of loneliness, season where I had to carry everything by myself. I learned how to wipe my tears while I sit in chaos. I did it alone. I did it with tears in my eyes. I did it broken. And I have this scripture. It's taken from Isaiah 54 and 17. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment shall condemn. Amen.
Amen.
Still had to work and perform my duty like normal. Had to gather my strength to deal with life issues. At the time, having to take care of two young children, parent, I was weeping day and night. Some days I had no money or food. I had problems with the neighbors. I was sinking deep down in the ashes. Then I encountered health challenges, health scare, which led me to do numerous tests and blood investigation. Every time the results came back negative, glory to God. My body is aligned with divine health. God don't play about me. He fight battles I cannot see. And this scripture is taken from Psalms 30 verses 50. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God timing is always perfect. Even when it hurts, there is no constant remembrance of former things. I had many closed doors and lost opportunity. And it's I have 3 points here. I will give a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Brothers and sisters, don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. I see the way you love me. I see the way you care. My Heavenly Father watches over me. God took all the broken pieces of my life and put them back together again. Hallelujah. What was impossible, you made possible. Jesus, you did it again. Jesus never let me down. He is faithful in every season. Yes, he is. Jesus, you are the love that will never leave. I can't deny your love for me. You can make beautiful what was broken. And this scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We will get the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. All things come.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Watch timing is always perfect, even when it hurt. Father, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your goodness, Lord. I come to Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, you left the 99 and you pursue me. There is no mountain you won't climb. There is no walls you won't tear down. Coming after me. God met me at my pain. You took away my shame. Jesus never let me down. He is faithful in every season, brothers and sisters. God, you are the love that will never leave. And the scripture is Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound. So, out of the ashes I rise with splendor. Today I am walking free, no chains on me. My hand held high, just giving God praise. Jesus' blood has set me free. Now he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own.
Amen.
And the joy we share, no other will ever know. Where there was confusion, peace now reigns. God's favor cannot be stopped or destroyed. I am a living, walking, breathing testimony of what the mercy of God can do. Brothers and sisters, God can do the same for you. No man could do what God did for me. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Hallelujah.
And scripture is Jeremiah, taken from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Praise the Lord. What joy it is,
Amen,
to be created by the ultimate designer. No carbon copy. I am today a designer's original, molded by the potter himself, shaped in God's divine image. I am today a vessel of honor, living from glory to glory, because I have a new identity in Christ. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Amen.